Monday night, or the limitations of halacha washing. Okay, we're going to be learning about washing your hands for bread seuda. So we'll start with tonight's halacha, which is that you for sure, you vada have a chiv to wash with only if you're eating a kibetza b'chdei achilas pras, meaning in terms of the bracha. So if you really are supposed to try and intend and try to eat a kibetza, if we think about a piece of bread, let's say from a loaf of bread, so we'll assume a kibetza is around 2/3 of that slice. A kazayas is like probably one-third of that slice, and we'll assume a kibetza is 2/3 of that slice. So you should have that much in order to enable you to wash and make an al natilas yadayim. If you think you're only going to be eating a kazayas, then you really should not make the bracha, Mishabura says, of al natilas yadayim, because of the suffix that exists. If you're eating less than a kazayas, which is very inadvisable, although it saves you benching, probably, but as it becomes a shaila about the bracha on other foods in the meal, it probably doesn't pot to them, so that's not a good idea. But anyway, regarding washing, there it's like the other way. You probably, or perhaps, don't have to wash, but we wash l'chumra, but you certainly don't make a bracha. So what ends up is that if you're going to be eating less than a kazayas, you should wash, but of course don't make a bracha. If you're going to be eating less than a kibetza, you must wash, but don't make a bracha. And you will make a bracha if you'll be eating a kazayas. And this is per 4 minutes. In a kibetza also, you're eating a if you're planning on eating a kibetza. But the kibetza does not have to be eaten b'chdei achilas pras. The kibetza, it can be eaten two achilas prases, a kazayas per achilas pras. Okay, maskim.